Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Welcome back, After Buzzers, to the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show. So tonight, we are talking babes in Thailand. We're talking Mexican and Hispanic slurs. Yes, we are, people. We're talking Stephanie is the hostess of the mostest, and we're talking the ugliest infinity dress ever. All that and more coming up for you next.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! Hey! Hey, hey, hey! What's up, you guys? Woo! All right, what's up, party people? I am your host, Erica Edwards, and welcome to the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show, but I couldn't do it without my fellow co-host. So give it up for the queen of all Bravo TV podcasts, Jolene.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, hey. All right, you guys. And I will say off the top, stay till the end because we got news and gossip and we got some cray cray tweets for you. So stay till the end, you guys. All right. So before we jump into the nitty gritty that is Babes in Thailand season
Season four, seven.
I'm doing too many housewives this week. Okay, season four, episode 12. Jolene, what are your overall thoughts of the episode?
Oh my gosh. What an introduction to Thailand, first of all. Also, yeah. Breaking all the rules. I'm just excited to talk about it, Erica, because there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot.
There is. Mm-hmm. But then no. for me, actually, I do, as far as the aesthetic of actually being in Thailand, I loved it. Mm-hmm. And as a person who likes to travel, and Thailand is definitely, you know, high on my list, I thought that was really interesting. And it's kind of interesting to see the little chats with the ladies overall. And I think we didn't really get to the heavy hitting stuff till like the last few minutes of the episode. But still all very good and juicy. So let's take it from the top and let's jump right into it. Now, first, I will say what I liked about this particular episode and this particular trip. I think this is one of the few trips where there was no, I guess everybody was like, had so much Xanax on the plane. There was no beefing about rooms. Like every single trip, there's a big, oh my God, your room is nicer than my room. And the hostess has the greatest room ever and all this. And there was none of that. So because everybody was like, they couldn't really remember. So they kind of woke up in bed. Mm-hmm. So I think the little cams that they do when they're like kind of in flight and there's no production, they're always fun. What did you think?
Well, I love the Xanax fog that everyone seemed to have and also the time difference fog, but mostly for Cam, the Xanax. And it was refreshing not to see people running for the room and then fighting over the rooms because that always takes up half the episode right when they get on the trip. And I don't care. Like, you're grown women. Just every room is good. A good room, Ramona Singer. So, yeah, I liked that it started off without a negative kind of feel, but I was kind of disappointed immediately with them traveling because they traveled like cliche bad Americans. You're like, I'm not gonna try that, this is dangerous, you know. I feel like they weren't being totally adventurous, and the people that were being adventurous are like Carrie. She's obviously very adventurous, but Leanne, the whole episode, Leanne just made me mad.
Yeah, I mean, it was really interesting. While I felt badly for Leanne at the end, she was sort of being the mama bear. And so my whole thing initially when we look at Leanne and Carrie, excuse me, people, it was interesting. So, you know, in the beginning, we see them, you know, they have a nice little breakfast and everybody seems to be getting along at breakfast. Mm-hmm. And I swear I spotted like both spam and hot dogs at that breakfast.
Right?
And no one said anything. And, you know, and as I do know that when you go to places like Thailand and the Philippines, mm-hmm. you know, spam is actually a delicacy. And I've had great meals with spam in them myself. But I was funny because I was like, okay, I know Cameron or somebody's going to say something. Mm-hmm. But they just picked the bacon up, put the eggs up, and, you know, just went right past the spam. No comments were necessary.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So that was kind of interesting. And, you know, I really feel like Stephanie did a great job of hosting. And what was interesting was she also decided roommates. So usually there's like all this drama about who's going to room with who. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Brandy and Stephanie were together and Cameron didn't seem to be bothered by it. So maybe she's growing. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're surface level friends.
Yes.
And so now she's okay with them not staying in a room together. Yeah. The room situation was perfect because both Carrie and Deandra can't stand Leanne.
Exactly.
As much as Deandra, I think, wants to pretend she wants to be friends with her, I don't really think she wants to be friends with her again.
Yeah, I don't know who is more thirsty. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so but let's dive into more with the Leanne thing, I think. So throughout this episode, we see these clips. The women go to the temple, and there's all these rules about the temple. Like, you can't, you know, wear shoes, and you can't wear a hat when you go into the temple specifically on those grounds. And so Carrie has a hat on. So every single temple, Leanne feels the need to tell Carrie, take the hat off. Mm-hmm. And I like... Carrie would have found that very irritating.
Yes.
Because I'm like, you're not my mama. Either mm-hmm. I take it off or I don't, but you're not going to go to jail for me, so back off.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts as far as her trying to, I mean, I understand what the rules are, but is it Leanne's place to kind of make sure Carrie obeys?
No, it's not. And I think they just both need to come out and say, I don't like you, you don't like me. Either we're going to fix this and talk about why we don't like each other or move on, because they're both very passive aggressive. They're both taking shots at each other, and then they get really sensitive when shots are fired back. So it's a tit for tat thing right now. And Leanne, she's not worried about who's wearing a hat in the temple. Leanne walks in. I don't know if you thought this was funny. It was classic Leanne to be like, I'm very religious, so this means a lot to me. And I'm like, okay, calm down, Leanne. So I just think that she was doing it because she doesn't like Carrie. She didn't say it to anybody else. Granted, no one else had their hat on, and Carrie did walk in with the hat on. But like you said, you're not her mom, okay? And say it once, but if she doesn't listen, that means she's just not going to do it.
Well, yeah, and then also I would say this in Carrie's defense. I mean, she has hat hair, so maybe she, as I would, like if I had my big fro on or something, I would take my hat on just as I was crossing, you know, the threshold. I would not be walking around with no hat off and my hair was looking crazy. And you could tell. I mean, Carrie had those little dents in the back, so I see why she was waiting until the last moment to take her hat off. And at the end of the day, right, like either I do or I don't, I heard you the first time.
Yep.
So that was the thing. Like after the first time, okay, you're giving her a heads up, but now you're kind of trying to, control her to some extent or kind of be a little bossy and...
Yeah.
It felt like all these little digs kind of throughout their sort of traveling together. And now I will say this. It comes out later that we see Carrie talking with Cameron about how she doesn't like it. I do feel like Leanne has a point because Leanne, in her discussions with Cameron, with Cameron, she makes out the point, well, Carrie didn't tell me she had an issue at the time about the hat thing. And she kind of would. She should have. Like, I felt like the second or third time, I'd be like, okay, I got you. Stop talking to me.
Yeah.
But I did find it sort of passive aggressive on Carrie's part, in particular with those issues.
Yes.
What do you think?
She was being passive aggressive. Definitely Carrie was. Especially when they were buying stuff in the bazaar market. When she was like, well, my friend, she knew she was right there rather than just going, Leanne, you're stupid. She was saying it almost like, you know how adults sometimes use kids to say mean stuff about people? They're like, daddy's being an idiot. I feel like she was using other people, like Carrie was using who's ever next to her to say what she wants to say to Leanne. Because she's like, oh, Leanne paid, you know, a 10,000 whatever, you know, bots for this. Well, that's because she's stupid. She should have got two for that price. And so she was just making all these passive aggressive digs at her rather than just saying to her, like you said, I'm mad at you. I don't like you. I don't like that you keep coming up to me telling me to take my hat off. I don't like that you were a jerk at the house I took you to in Mexico. Like they just had this beef for so long. address it with each other, but they won't. And Leanne's excuse is, well, Carrie's coming for my crown. She wants to be the alpha in this group. And I don't think Carrie necessarily wants to be the alpha, nor do I know if Leanne is the alpha. Do you think she's the alpha?
I was like, is this Survivor or Big Brother? What are we watching right now?
They're housewives. They're all usually alphas.
Okay, well, no, I will say this. Okay, I will say that, yeah, like, we won't call them alphas because we're not dogs, ladies.
Yeah.
We will say Leanne is the queen and Carrie was indeed coming for her crown. Although, or I should say that's what Leanne believes. I'm not sure that Carrie is really trying that hard to come for Leanne's crown as opposed to she wants to be like, you know, the queen bee. However, she does dislike Leanne clearly. And I think she finds a lot of Leanne's sort of little comments very irritating. Although on the flip side, I do feel like Carrie did the same. Like, you know, Carrie was equally as shady, as you mentioned, and making little comments. Because I felt like from the way they from the way it was shot by the producers, literally the guy was like, your friend right there bought this for that amount. And she was like, she's stupid all loud. So I didn't feel like she was using him. I thought about like when you'd be like, oh, that girl's dress is ugly. And she's standing right next to you, but you don't want to say it to her face, but you want to make sure she heard you. Mm-hmm. And that's how it came off definitely to me. And it's like, okay, Carrie, you know, you all are equally sort of irritating with this sort of like minutia behavior. And then we see Carrie kind of venting to Cameron, which was interesting because it's like, okay, are you and Cameron really that tight? Mm-hmm. Or as Leanne mentioned, is this something that you want to get back to Leanne for whatever reason?
Yeah, because Cameron is like her ride or die at this point. I feel like she's got something on Cameron, because Cameron goes hard for Leanne, and I think it's because if she doesn't, she realizes she's on the Housewives boat by herself.
Exactly. I do feel like no one is really clicking with Cameron, honestly. And so it's interesting, but it was funny that, okay, Carrie, like, that's who you're going to vent to about, like, the whole hat thing. It was so funny. So it's like, okay, why don't you just text Leanne your comments? Because that's basically what you're doing.
Yeah, you know it's going to get back to her. So it's just this game they're playing with each other, going back and forth without just stopping and going, guess what? You've annoyed me since the day I met you. I think you're rude. I think you're ungrateful. And then Leanne would come back and be like, I felt threatened by you. I feel like you're kind of taking my shine. But they'll never do that. So they're just going to do these little moves with each other. And then we have, I feel like Leanne's worse in this situation because of the comment she was making about Carrie's race, Carrie's ethnicity.
Okay. Okay. So shout out to everyone who doesn't know this, but people don't speak Mexican.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously.
People do not speak Hispanic, just so that you know.
And
they
speak
Spanish. Yeah. Okay. So that was the thing. Because I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, for a long time, as far as I've known, it's been okay to be Mexican until people said you were speaking it. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, if you're from Mexico and being Mexican isn't a slur, but speaking Mexican and that's not a language is a problem.
Yeah.
And so to me, that was the thing too. And, you know, and we had seen some of clips from the very end of the episode where she's like, oh, you're this, you know, virus Mexican. And there were, you know, I think in earlier weeks, there was a lot of gossip like, oh, is Leanne a racist? And now I'm like questioning. It's questionable, I think.
I think it's questionable, too. I think the fact that people, I looked on Twitter, a lot of people are brushing it off. But she brought it up multiple times. I actually wrote down every time. There was 5 times that she made a comment about her ethnicity. And it was in a derogatory way. That she was talking. And even when she was talking about, I'll wait till we go to a restaurant with English-speaking people. You're in Thailand.
Right.
They don't owe you an English-speaking restaurant. You either emerge into the culture or stay home. She was just coming off as like a very cliched dumb American outside traveling. Do you know what I mean?
I agree with you very much so. I understand. I'm not gonna say I understand. Like, I've been to Korea and some other places, and like, I'll eat stuff. Like, I'm like Deandra. I'll try a thyroid
if you fry it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you season it and deep fry it, like, whatever. I'll give it a shot. And I know that some people don't like to eat, like, street food. So, yes. Or whatever. I mean, it's funny, too, when you watch it, because I want to tell Cameron, like, okay, how many times do you think they wash the pans in the back of those restaurants? You just don't see it, boo. Exactly. And so that she's like, oh, a pan that hasn't been washed all day. I'm like, girl.
They're cooking the same thing, and it's noodles. But all the flavors together make it better, Cameron.
Exactly. And I'm like, maybe you should work for the health department in Dallas, girl, because I am sure they're not washing the pans like that. So it was interesting, sort of Cameron's sort of, kind of fearfulness to kind of be out like and about, and very much like Leanne. And it's interesting that, I mean, I get it to some extent what Leanne means when you want to communicate with someone, I guess, about your food or whatever. Fine. Okay. Like, that's all right.
What's she going to find, an Applebee's or a Chili's?
Well, okay. If you want someone in the staff to know English, that's perfectly okay. But then don't stand up there. Okay. Well, right now we're eating street food. So you need to drink your water and chew your gum and be quiet. Mm-hmm. And she, when we were there at that point, she was very much like, ugh, you know, kind of almost taking a dig at Stephanie, because she's like, well, when are you going to find something for us to eat? And it's like, all right. If you're not going to engage, then I don't really want to hear your complaints either, you know?
Yeah, it was very disheartening. And then at the end, for her to just, I mean, every jab she could take was like, come on, Mexican. Just maybe I need to say it in Spanish. Maybe I need to say it in Mexican.
No. Okay, no, first of all, she never said Spanish.
She did one time.
She said, maybe I should have said it in Hispanic.
Yeah,
which was even worse.
Oh, yeah, she said
and
multiple.
I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay, stop it. All right, so a lot of the episode, I felt, was this back and forth between Cameron and Leanne, and they're sort of tit for tat as they go through the travels of Thailand. Now, what was interesting too, and a very cute little segment, was when they all go to the fortune teller. And it's funny because I feel like maybe the person speaking English is just making up stuff, but maybe I'm a hater. Yeah. So how did you feel about sort of his prophecy to Deandra about sort of the beef she had with her mom and her issues with drinking?
I feel like he saw last episode. I think he might have seen that, because I'm one of those people. I think Deandra's got to watch herself. I think the way Leanne's coming about it, of trying to be the mom again while like trying to tell her what to do, kind of like with Carrie's hat, it's not coming from a truly good place. It's kind of trying to make her look bad, and it is making her look bad. Now, Deandra's doing a good job making herself look bad, and I do think she has to be careful with her drinking, because a lot of these women, you know, their legacies, and they're so worried about their image. But then you got Deandra out there just like, it's hilarious, but she's, I feel like you age out of that kind of behavior, and she's doing it on the regular, where she's like, here's my nipples, I'm falling over, where's my stuff? And you're like, there's a point where that's not cute anymore. You can have a good time, but it's borderline a problem now. So in those regards, I agree with Leanne's assessment, but I don't think her trying to step in and make this comment about she needs a babysitter is her looking out for Deandra. It's just her wanting to point out, look at Deandra, she's a hot mess.
Exactly. And I think what Deandra also has to watch is there are so many women on several of the Housewives shows who, to me, if you come off on the show when you know you're being filmed as starting to look like a lush, then a lot of times in your private life, it's even worse than what we're seeing.
Yeah.
So that is something from a serious perspective to get a hold of and make sure that you're aware of as well. And I agree very much with what you're saying as far as Leanne doesn't, you know, it's 50-50. Like, I think fundamentally no one wants to see anyone go through a bad time or struggle with something like drinking. But I think it is Leanne's opportunity, again, to get in all these digs. And it's kind of like, I don't know, like, to me, when you see someone who is so focused on so much negativity with more than one cast member at a time in her life when she should be the happiest. Like, to me, you know, Stephanie seems to be in a good space with Travis, and that seems to come out in how she deals with people overall. And it's interesting to see at Leanne's most, like, her happiest time, she's still kind of filled with this sort of negativity.
Well, I think Carrie said it best tonight. As much as I have liked Leanne throughout the seasons, because I've accepted that, you know, she just kind of is who she is, I don't at all like this behavior tonight with the speaking Mexican, speaking Hispanic talk, and her just coming off very, very bigoted. I mean, that's how it came off to me. I don't know. I just... it's like I want to like Leanne. I get her appeal on the show, but I think I'm just like really frustrated. I didn't think she would, when I heard the rumors early on of that, you know, there was some like racial things said. Right. I didn't think it was going to be, I thought hopefully it was some misunderstanding. You always hope it is. You hope they're not, right, you know, garbage humans. But in this sense, I really feel that Leanne is totally wrong. And I don't know if she's going to own up to that behavior because now she feels she was bullied.
Well, yeah. And I think what is so interesting with how this episode played out is that I feel like the whole, you know, 40 minutes or 37 minutes or whatever, you're like, ugh, Leanne is a racist. And then, excuse me, Carrie and Deandra come at her so hard at dinner that you do sort of feel, you know, bad for her because mm-hmm. it is sort of a really, truly embarrassing moment. You know, but you have been slinging racial slurs all throughout the episode. Yep. You know, Carrie didn't hear them, but we all saw it. So it's hard. Mm-hmm. You know, like I felt bad for her in that moment, but not that bad because I was like, okay, you're still a racist or you still are coming off as one in this particular episode. And I really actually like Leanne. And I think obviously she adds a lot of fire to the show, but she needs to kind of rethink how she's speaking. And, you know, maybe she's not exposed to certain demographics of people, apparently, probably. But you need to kind of be conscientious of that. So before we move on to our next exciting topic, Jolene has something to share with you guys.
You guys, thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We love to interact with you. So make sure you comment, join us in the live chat, and subscribe on YouTube. Also, rate, review, and comment on iTunes because it very much helps us because we love talking about housewives. I don't think Erica or I are ever going to stop, even if you guys stop listening. We'll still talk to each other.
Never, ever. And if you guys are watching us right now, then go ahead and give us a thumbs up because you're like already here living the life.
Yes.
And enjoying it. All right. So, you know, so we see that everybody kind of pairs up on these tut-tuts, and that's kind of when people kind of get to gossip about the other person. And, you know, we discussed already Cameron and Leanne's interaction. But what was interesting, too, was Carrie with Deandra, because Carrie seemed to kind of be edging or urging or nudging Deandra on to kind of, like, even have a bigger beef with Leanne. And like, well, don't you get mad when she says this? Don't you get mad when she says that? And I don't know if Deandra was drunk or sleepy, but she wasn't really. She was like, look, I guess I do. Like, she didn't really seem that bothered. Mm-hmm. But Carrie just seemed to have, I don't know, a bee in her bonnet, let's say.
Yeah, Carrie's like trying to build an army against Leanne, I think. At this point, she dislikes her so much that she's just going to pull that classic housewives move, and you go and you talk to everyone that they're friends with, and especially people they're kind of having issues with, and you just put that, you know, knife in, just stab, like, that's horrible, right? Like, she's bad, you know? And that's why at dinner, she kept bringing up, like, that dress was very difficult. That was just, it was so difficult. Did everyone know how difficult the dress was? It was the most difficult thing ever.
Okay, you guys. So, all right. So, let's move and talk about the dress that you can wear 100 trillion ways, but tonight Deandra and Carrie could not find one. Okay, one. Mm-mm. And so what I found about this was, you know, first Deandra brings up the whole thing, and we kind of see a foreshadowing of it in the beginning of the episode when they first are kind of talking about the dress. And Deandra decides to wear it to the first dinner. And to see her and Carrie, first of all, her and Carrie trying it out in that hotel room, I'm not going to lie, that was a fun scene. I would have loved to be in there trying to figure out, is it a cape? Is it a scarf? Choke yourself. Like, what are you doing? And so the dress did look a little crazy, but they also seemed like they were drunk or high. So what are your thoughts?
I thought it was funny when they were doing it in the room because it's just two girlfriends kind of trying to figure out this dress. At this point, I know Deandra's going to wear the dress out for a joke. Like, she's not trying to support Leanne. She's got beef with Leanne. She's mad at Leanne. She definitely wants to make Leanne look stupid. But it's funny with the two of them trying to figure out the dress, because really the dress, Leanne, needs to come with a diagram. It just does. Like, that even, I just bought a Christmas tree. It had a diagram and there was just three parts to it. So the dress, if you can wear it 150 ways, why isn't there a diagram in there?
Although I do have one of those dresses where it's like a big thing and you wrap it, and then you can wrap it as like, you can wear it as a tube top. You can wear it as a skirt. You can wear it as this, this, and this. And like, you know, it was only $20. So there was no instructions. However, there's plenty of videos on YouTube.
Yeah. Link a YouTube video, like an official dress YouTube video.
Exactly.
Put it in there for that. That
exactly. Would help. Although I felt like they were kind of being extreme. Like, you know, obviously you don't have to snap on every piece of the dress all at once.
No.
So that was one thing. So I was like, okay, well, she doesn't need that crazy thing at the bottom. She could take that off and just wear the black dress and be done.
Yeah.
So the issue I had with it, I thought it was fun when there were two girls in the room, but partially I feel like she went out of her way kind of to make it look bad.
Yes.
And so that was a thing where I think fundamentally there is something to be said about not dogging someone else's business on air. Like, I think, okay, you know, you can make a little jab here or there, but they really went in on her. And it's like, this is, I don't know. I mean, does Leanne have another job? If someone knows, please leave a comment.
Yeah, how does Leanne have her money?
I ask this every season, and I'm not clear on that. So, like, if this is her one thing, like, you know, don't let her wear the dress. Don't, you know, make a couple little comments. But I think they went really hard once they finally made it to dinner.
Yeah, they went hard. I mean, you know, a dress like that's going to have come with problems. You know, it's not like you're buying a Gucci. It's not anything Deandra's going to wear. So the fact that she wore it and then brought it out at dinner, and then they just kept harping on the fact that it was difficult, that's going to hurt Leanne's business.
Right, absolutely.
So it's one thing to wear it and not say anything and just be like, I just wanted to support you and be like, oh, I was so stupid. Like, I couldn't figure it out. But look it, I did, and I look nice. And then we move on. It's another thing when that is her business to then just keep on pushing that. It's very difficult. Oh, I don't know how it works. And kind of, we were almost peeing our pants. We were laughing at the dress, basically, and the ridiculousness of the dress. And Deandra and Leanne are not at a good enough place to have that kind of friendly banter. It's always going to look malicious.
Exactly. And I think Deandra, at least in the beginning, because the whole beginning of the episode, she says Leanne does not have a sense of humor. So she knew going in Leanne wasn't going to laugh. I think what the shocker was that nobody else laughed either.
I was so shocked that Brandy didn't laugh. And I know Charo Terra in the chat, thanks for joining us in the chat, said it was interesting to see Brandy jumping to Leanne's side.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Let's get back on that, people. Mm-hmm. So last week we had a luncheon that they had together where she's giving her gifts and stuff that was like 3 seconds. And now she is straight up standing up for Leanne. Like, you could have me in the face. I was like, what's in her lychee martini? That's what I want to know, because that was really, really surprising. And she she really stood up to her. And it was so interesting to see. So, you know, but Carrie, and one thing I do like about Carrie to some extent is she didn't let them punk her. Deandra, it was interesting because Deandra tried to kind of worm her way out of it. I did it to support you. I thought you guys would think it was funny. It was really in support. Even though I bought it in the name that wasn't my own.
Sent it to a P.O. box so you didn't know.
So you wouldn't know that it was coming to me. But I'm truly here to support. And it was funny because even in that moment, Carrie said, let's be honest, you did it for a joke. Because I was like, Carrie is not going to let Deandra walk out. Mm-hmm. Carrie's like, if I'm in the fire, you in here with me.
Exactly.
And so that was kind of interesting to see how Carrie was just like, look, she's been irritating me and I'm done. And this is what she gets.
Yeah.
Which to me, I thought Carrie came off as a mean girl, but I appreciated that she was willing to stand in her truth, so to speak. And like, this is how she felt. And I'm not going to let the fact that none of you other, you know, housewives out here are laughing with us. But, you know, she's been, you know, irritating to me all day.
Yeah.
So now, what do you think about people's different reactions?
Well, I was surprised about Brandy because Brandy has long loved to get people out of their comfort zone. I mean, with Cameron and the dildo and putting stuff up at her house that she was there. Like, she loved making people uncomfortable. So the fact that she came to Leanne's, and maybe it's because it was a business. Maybe that's what made it different that time, and you're messing with someone's money.
Right.
And that becomes a different story. But it was very interesting to see Brandy. I was like, wow, that's progress. That's growth, I guess. But Brandy's usually good. As much as she pushes the envelope, she's good at gauging what's funny. She'll push it too far. But I think in this sense, it was funny, like we were talking about, when it was just Carrie and Deandra. It's funny, but out at dinner like that, it's not funny anymore. It just comes off as mean because you both don't like her.
Exactly. It comes off like that scene in Carrie. They're all going to laugh at me. It's
kicking down. That's like the main rule of comedy. Yeah. It's like you never want to kick down. You want to kick up. And in that situation, they were kicking down on Leanne.
Yeah, very, very much so. And so we close the episode pretty much closes out with Leanne venting to Stephanie how upset she is. And then she throws in some more slurs to the point that Stephanie has to come on her one-on-one and say, okay, but it's not okay to make these racial slurs.
No, she said, come on, Mexican. I thought you were all Mexican and strong. Come on. And then started to do her little barrel chest thing that she does when she gets upset. And it's like, what does that have to do with your problem with Carrie?
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with it. So is this the kind of person you are, Leanne, that when you get upset with someone and if they're a different ethnicity than you, you throw that in their face? Like, that makes them lesser than you? Like, okay, Mexican. It's like, last I checked, she's an American. She's a Mexican-American, whatever her heritage is. That has nothing to do with the argument at hand. It makes Leanne look really bad. And it is disheartening to see people on Twitter coming so hard to protect Leanne when really, even if you don't like Carrie, what Leanne did was wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And I think on both sides, I think we have mean girl syndrome between Deandra and Carrie and kind of them kind of going buck wild with it. And on the other hand, or on the other side, we do have Leanne making these very offensive and honestly racist sounding slurs. Like, I think Leanne fundamentally is a good person, but this episode, I mean,
I don't know.
You know, if you have any Mexican friends, they need to pull you to the side because this is a no go.
Yeah.
I'm saying that in English, okay? You understand. But yeah, she just came off really horrifically. So, you guys, let's move on to, let's just look at a couple of tweets because it's about time to get out of here. All right, from Melissa Miller. Okay, comment number 4. Come on, Mexican. I thought you were all Mexican and strong. While Leanne keeps digging herself in a deeper hole, I'm glad Stephanie Holman came out against her comment.
Yes.
Yeah, we totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. And the next one is, let's see. Dear Bravo TV, can you please get rid of Carrie and get someone else that isn't such a mean girl? She went too far tonight. Not cool.
I hope that this was tweeted before you heard Leanne's comments because that's what you're worried about, Bobby?
Ew. Yeah. A lot of people were hard on Carrie and Deandra tonight, I will say. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's do one more. Okay. I've called out Leanne many times and how she responded tonight was wrong. That doesn't mean that what Deandra and Carrie did was okay or right. It was brutal to watch. Right. On both ends. Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
A perfect
tweet. I totally agree with that because mm-hmm. I think on both sides, everyone was wrong. All right. We're going to move, although we had a few more hot tweets, we're going to move into some news and gossip, folks.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, you guys. So let's see here. The ladies okay. So we have a couple of little articles here. One is, gives us the ages of the women in question.
Ooh.
I know.
I was surprised to know because I did read an article where I found out that Cameron was only 36 and Stephanie's only 37.
Okay, right. So
they're very young.
No, actually, I take that back. In this article, it had a few things. One, it has Leanne is 52, Deandra is 50,
okay.
Brandy is 41, and it actually had Stephanie in this article as 39.
Oh, okay.
But what the interesting, it also had that Stephanie and Travis are worth $18 million. Shout out to them. Let's party with you guys. You guys can move to Beverly Hills. Yes. And Cameron is the youngest.
She's a baby.
A 36. The youngest in age, but the oldest in how she acts, I think.
Party.
Exactly. So very interesting on that one.
It's always interesting to find out their ages because I always think I can gauge that and I can never gauge anyone's age. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm older than that person? Like, I never thought I'd be older than a real housewife.
I'm not even going to put that out there, but
I will. Own it.
I'm young at heart, people. Okay. And then another article we had was outside of their ages were these rumors because now it's coming to the close eventually of the season. And there are rumors also out there about how who's going to get cut. So officially, I think people are thinking thinking that Leanne and Deandra are definitely coming back because Leanne and Brandy, because they were invited to BravoCon and the others were not. Dun dun dun. But they do mention that two people are on the chopping block. We don't know which two specifically, but two people are on the chopping block, and so we'll have to see what happens.
That was interesting because they got a huge response at BravoCon, like more than Giselle and Ashley did from Potomac when I was watching on Watch What Happens Live. Okay, so cool. We have one more news article, and it is Cameron was talking to Life and Style magazine about being extremely sad to see Stephanie Hallman talk behind her back. Basically, she is upset that Stephanie said that Cameron was bullying her, and so watching the episodes to see Stephanie talking about her, she's like, using that word is just very, very difficult because there are so many children who get bullied in today's world, and it's not something to just use to get personal attention on a reality show. So she takes the moment to say that and then shade her and kind of stab her with the, you're just trying to get personal attention. You don't really feel bullied. And then brings up her depression is like, I wish I knew how depressed she was because I'd be there. I'm there for all my friends who have mental illness.
Yes, but only on the surface.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. All right, you guys. So let's do one hot prediction, Chica.
Yeah. Hot prediction I have is I think Carrie is going to come for Leanne finally face to face in Thailand. Or at least I'm hoping for it.
And my hot prediction is I think Deandra is going to get drunk again. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show. Come on, bring it back next week. All right, you guys. So before we get out of here, Jolene, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jolene Lunzer.
All right, you guys. And I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at E-R-I-K-A-D as in Dora Edwards. And you can catch me here Sunday nights for Real Housewives of Atlanta if you also watch that. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Ciao for now, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.